I'm in my life. Oh, look, I'm live. And we're live. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. And thank you for joining me yet again for another wonderful evening interview with some of my greatest friends and people that I admire the most. Today, I am super pumped to have Trisha Turns with me. And now I'm saying your last name. Is it an S or is it just Turn?
Is it Turn. Turns? Yes.
Yep. With an S. Okay, good. I got it right the first time. You don't need to say a name. You're like, and it's
like the Turns bird. I get all sorts of Turns bird comments.
Yes, you would. Well, with Mountain, you can imagine which ones I get. So I have much sympathy with that one. Although it is my ex's last name. Full transparency there. It's a good name though. Like, who'd give that up? Name.
You can't forget it.
There you go.
I love the mountains. So.
Whenever I go to the West Coast, they're like, dude, like rockin' name. And I'm like, they actually say it like that too. It's pretty funny. Anyway, so thank you, Trisha, for joining us today. And if you guys are reading the text above, Trisha and I are going to be talking about, well, mostly Trisha, and I'm just sort of here to ask, you know, skill testing questions on what is it about the way that we look, appear, gesture, our voices, what is it about all of those things that contribute to our feeling of confidence, of influence, right? So, and influence, depending on if you're in a career or you run your own business, is getting people to trust you, to listen to you, to buy from you. And if you don't look the part, you ain't getting the part. So thank you, Trisha, for joining me tonight. And I can't wait to get started with all of your skill testing questions.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. I'm ready.
She's good. She's like, Rebecca's going to drop a big one. Question. Okay. So let's start off with that. If of all the things that have to do with like our appearance and things and the way we show up in the world, which one in your experience, you know, your own and with your own clients, Trisha is a certified high performance coach, like myself, and also probably certified in a bunch of other really cool things she will let us all know. But back to the question, of all the things about how we show up, which one is the most important for us to focus on to really make the biggest impact in either getting more confidence, being more successful, or getting what we want in life?
Well, that's an amazing question. I would say, because in neuro-linguistic programming, which is, you know, another certification.
See, I knew you had another one. I'm like,
the language is so important, but not just the language, like communication in general, 7% of it is words. But 55% of it, like the majority of it, is mm-hmm. your physiology. Right. So your physiology and the way that you carry yourself, your hand gestures, your tonality, or mm-hmm. not just your tonality, your physiology, like the way that you carry yourself, your hand gestures, your facial expressions, your eye contact, the energy that you're putting off, right? Like mm-hmm. when you walk in pissed off, people know that you're pissed off, right? Like yeah. you're sending signals that people don't otherwise, right? When somebody's sad, like you know it when you walk in a room, like you feel it come at mm-hmm. you before they even speak. So your physiology is really important. And so being super self-aware about how you're coming off to people and having some intention around how do I want to come off someone when I go into that meeting that could close the biggest deal of my life. Like mm-hmm. better be showing up, looking the part, right? You better show up with that energy and with posture that is confident.
So is there any one thing or is it really so many different things that will really help people the most?
It's so many different things.
Okay. Well then let's break it down because you talked about, cause physiology is in itself is just a huge category because sure. it's like how we take care of ourselves, our nutrition and our exercise, yeah. but it's, and that's part of it. So to feel like you have enough energy to be able to do the things you want to do, obviously that's important. But what I'd really like to drill in here is not so much to talk about that because I'm not a nutritionist. I mean, I try to eat well and I try to work out on a regular basis.
But we all know how to do that. People right. just choose not to do it.
What people forget about, right. What people forget about are the other pieces, right? Like you say, when you walk into a room, and you're feeling in a certain way, to know that that radiates all over the place, right? And you know, we were talking just before this, you know, I had a client of mine, one of my very first clients who worked in wealth management. They grow by buying books of business. And he worked for this guy who's not a very nice person, who was basically like, oh, you know, you're not worthy. And maybe in 10 years, you might be able to step up and, you know, deserve this business, blah, blah. I'm sure many people have heard that rhetoric before. And it's really, it's crushing. Right? It's absolutely crushing. So when I worked with him in the high performance side of things, we focused on, you know, many things, but in particular, how he was showing up to work, because he was showing up in that I've given up mode. It's 10 years away. Why bother? And I'm like, because you're going to show up today like you deserve it today. So you get that haircut, you get that nice suit, you throw away the khaki pants, right? And you just like you said before, you just show up in a very different way. And that $15 million book of business was handed over to him 10 weeks later.
Right.
So we don't, that's not to say, okay, just total earnings disclaimer here. This is not typical and whatever. But opportunities are out there that I think people are missing by not showing up in a certain way.
Well, and also like doing it intentionally. Like a lot of people are thinking about doing that intentionally without having someone like you, an accountability or a coach like us to help them think that way, right? Mm-hmm. That's also influences teaching people how to think a certain way.
Yeah.
But I don't think that people recognize or think about, well, when I get out of that meeting, how do I want them to think about me when I walk out? Mm-hmm. And when you were talking, it made me think of the matching and mirroring piece, which I'll talk about in the presentation next week in the Take Charge mm-hmm. Challenge a little bit. But if you watch Barack Obama, he's very good at this. You know, like if somebody else has got their jacket, he's also got his jacket on the right side, or what, he's matching or mirroring them in order to create rapport. And so for your example, it's like, he probably had to go through some thought process about, well, how would they want me to show up if they were to give it to me?
Sure.
So what do I have to do? Even if it's not, and it's not to not be authentic, but it's to consciously go in knowing that you're going to get that deal because you're showing up, not just with the emotions, like, and the energy, like confidence and mm-hmm. courage and all that. But you're also coming off and building rapport with those people in a way that they're going to actually feel comfortable and understood. So
sure. You know, that's really interesting because there's two different situations, like just sort of thinking about, you know, you talking about going into that meeting and, you know, how do you want that to be? There's a lot of people who go into meetings thinking, oh, you know, like, what if I don't get it? And, you know, I might not do this. And no matter what, if you go in thinking that, you know, your body shows it, doesn't it?
Yes. Perception is projection. 100%.
So here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. For those people who are just striving to like increase their confidence and they want to have more of that feeling going into these meetings, but they're having trouble kind of really getting off that energy. And they're like, well, I'm not confident I'm going to get that. So why should I act like I'm going to get that? What do you tell people who come at you with that?
I tell them to check themselves because that's exactly what you're going to get, right? You're literally asking for it. The universe is a crazy space, and it might sound woo-woo, but what you are thinking is exactly what you're going to get. If you're assuming going into the meeting that you're not going to get it, that's what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So there's so much internal thoughts and communication to yourself, that self-talk mm-hmm. that I would mm-hmm. dive into with that person. First, because we have to get that right, but also what were they to do if they were to go in and actually do it, and how would they present themselves? It's like, I would have them think about a time that they felt their most absolute, most confident they've ever been in their entire life. Like, what was going on then? Like, how did you show up? What was mm-hmm. your posture like? And I would go through like basically the body of like, what was your posture like? Did you gesture? If you did, what was it like? Like, what was your energy like? What was your facial expressions like? Did you make eye contact? Like all those little things. And I would have them mimic exactly what they did in that time. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, okay, what do you have to do to mm-hmm. show up like that? And then see what they come up with and let them generate their own solutions there.
So riffing off of that, do you have a take or an opinion, or do you know much about alter egos?
A little bit. Yes, I do. I read the book,
The Alter Ego Effect.
The Alter Ego Effect. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, what is his name?
Todd Harmon.
Yes. I did read that, and that's fascinating. So I know, you know, Sasha Fierce, and I know mm-hmm. you've talked about that before. But yes, what's your question there?
Just do you find that something that has yeah. been really helpful? Because sometimes, you know, people can, depending on where people are at, like a lot of people, not a lot, but a fair number is people in general. We'll give it a number in terms of how many have had this, but we've had traumas in yeah. our past. And for some people, it is really, really hard to look back at a time when they were really successful. Cause you know, I've some clients who are like, at one point they were really, really successful. And then they absolutely got the shit kicked out of them. Yeah. Like, and it's just like, blam. And it's really, it's almost painful to look back on their old selves without, sure. because you have to take away the regret. So alter egos can sometimes be helpful.
Absolutely.
If that's kind of what you need.
Yes. So I have a client that, when he did my 5 days to Fierce Focus course, I actually talk about this in that. And he, this was like as we were going into quarantine. And so he was now not going on sales calls and dinners and lunches and all that stuff. And he was doing them inside. And so after he took my course, that's one thing that he created was he started, whether he was in his slippers or not, he put his suit jacket on for all of his right. meetings so that right. he could feel like he was walking into work. So he was mimicking himself. But that's not to say that you couldn't mimic Superwoman or you couldn't yeah. mimic somebody that you love, you know, like some type of, I don't know, movie star. Like if you want to be, yep. I don't know, freaking Denzel Washington, like show up like Denzel Washington. If he's rescuing somebody and he's whatever, it's like, yeah. that's, if that fires you up, that's, mm-hmm. and you'll hear that in the presentation when I speak. I don't want to give too much out about it.
Yeah, but don't give it away. Got to make people come.
But when I have a guest speaker and he comes in and his name's Scott and he talks about, oh my gosh, I don't want to lose my train of thought here. I almost lost it. I lost it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The train will come back in the station. We were talking about like, you know, different alter egos. And if you need to show up as a different person, like an actor or I'll fill it for you while you do it.
Oh, the emotional part. So you yeah. have to get yourself into a state. So like timeline therapy and NLP is all about getting yourself into a state. And how do you get yourself into a heightened state? Mm-hmm. So you really have to feel that person. You can't pick an alter ego that's not going to fire you up and get you True. Into the state that you want to get
right.
into. Mm-hmm. Because if that doesn't happen, then you're not going to transfer the energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I picked the absolute worst time to take a sip of tea. Okay. But I'm like Water. Choking back a cough. Yeah. So the book, folks, that we're talking about is this one here. It's called The Alter Ego Effect. Alter Ego Effect. Todd Harmon. And the just to your point about, you know, when you put on the suit jacket, Martin Luther King Jr. put on glasses. Yeah. And that's what's on the outside of this book is Martin Luther King's glasses. He didn't need glasses. And yet he wore them because in those moments he felt his most intellectual, he felt his most grounded. And so, you know, and sometimes, you know, if you can't reach back or, you know, into your past and find that moment when you really felt confident, because maybe you just never did. I know I couldn't reach, I'd have to be like, when I was 4, yeah.
It always come up. That's a great way to have it. Absolutely. I'm Superwoman. Why would I not want to be Superwoman anyway?
I wanted to be a garbage truck driver. I mean, come on. Exactly. But so showing up and being more successful and having that greater sense of confidence is not just like you hear the dress for success, which is of course what I titled this video because that entertains me. But it's dressing up, if you want to call it, our insides and the outsides. So we're showing up like we deserve to be here. We deserve to be at the table. And when you enter any conversation where like, I deserve to be here, and you dress like you deserve to be there, and you think like you deserve to be there. So all these little things that you're giving off in small ways that we're not conscious of giving off, that's when the magic happens. Because we were talking about this right before we started recording. You know, this client of mine went from, you know, zero to millions, literally in a matter of weeks.
Yeah,
and it was just like, what happened? Well, all that happened was you removed a couple of barriers to who you really are.
Yeah.
And then you're just you. So it's not hard to be the you. What it's the hard part is by these crushing thoughts, beliefs, you know, behaviors or bad habits that we have that prevent us from being that super accelerator, like to be the intense
thoughts and the limiting decisions and the limiting behaviors that don't serve you any longer that you may still be doing. Like you release that stuff and all of a sudden you have this clean slate and this like fresh start of showing up the way that you wouldn't naturally show up, which is worth every bit of it. Right.
It's like, yeah, no, absolutely.
The other thing I was thinking when you were speaking is not just looking back at when I was most confident back in the past, but also like who has influenced me the most? Like who's the most influential person in your life and how did they show up? Like, how were they so influential? And I love that exercise. And I mean, we teach this in the curriculum, you know, in the high performance curriculum, and it's always an amazing, it's such, people get so much out of that particular session to go back and do that. And to really like embody some of the traits and characteristics that their most influential person actually did to them. I mean, I have one woman, she's actually from Maine. She's from Michigan. I went to high school with her, but she shared that one of the other farmers in Maine that was the most influential person to her when she first moved there 10 years ago and started her farming business. They would sit down. She said every time that she would walk into her friend's house to like, you know, talk business. And like, she would give so much good advice. She would walk in and she would always be greeted with, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Like she was always making sure that she was like nourished when she came in and that she was like feeling good and calm and like, welcome into my home. And like all these little details about somebody that's so influential to you. And maybe it's not even somebody that's of high influence and somebody that you really admire.
Sure.
Like, wow, this person is so amazingly confident. How do they show up that way? Well, it's like, duplicate that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or pretend to be, right. Pretend to be them until you are them. Like Beyonce no longer needs Sasha Fierce. Why? Because this is just who they just sort of blended together. Right. Yeah. And that's amazing. So here's another question for you. Just kind of flip this around.
Yeah.
For interest sake, do you find, or is it necessary for men or women to show up differently, or do the same strategies apply to everybody? Is there a difference? Do you give different advice or what?
Yeah, it's so fascinating. I mean, it all comes back to understanding how to read the other individual and understanding how they learn and how they basically just building rapport with them and understanding them, like whether they're male or female. But yes, there are differences in the male and the female psyche and how they handle conversations and how they look at one another and how they just perceive life in general. And so there's definitely some differences there.
Well, because I've you know, male clients and female clients, and of course I'm a woman and I have my own perspective and I have my husband's perspective. So I love kind of looking at these different things. And I find that there are different biases and reasons why people hold back. But I don't find there to be any difference whatsoever in what would actually propel people to move forward. Wherever you're stuck, the same applies. Show up like you deserve it.
Yes.
Show up like you've always deserved it. One of the interesting things though, that I like I love research. Like I just absolutely love the neurological reasons why shit's different, right?
Me too. Oh my God. Love it. I just want to soak everything up.
I know. So I read these two books, which I think every person, man and woman, should read. It would solve so many problems and limit so many arguments if women and men really understood how we're wired. So one's called The Female Brain. It's longer than the male brain, just so you know, right? Yeah. But what I loved about it, and so I read both books for a whole bunch of different reasons. And then of course I had my husband read them, and all of who were like, wow. Because one of the things I learned, and this is so important as a mom of two of my own boys that are my fault. I have two beautiful stepkids too, but my two boys that are my fault. I wanted to know how to communicate with them. And what I understood from this book is that women love like this. Like I'm looking at you in the eyeballs. You're looking at me in the eyeballs. We're reading talking. Each other's face. And this is really important. This is something I share with a client of mine who's in a corporate environment who regularly meets with the C-suites, right? Like chief officers of every aspect of the business.
Yep.
And her job is to do a better job of reading the room, right? And so part of it is like, okay, women need this. They need eye contact. They need facial expression. But I don't know if you've checked out men lately. They don't do either of those things. So women get really, really frustrated. They're like, you know, the guys are trying to, you know, look away from them. They're like, you can't get here, right? Meanwhile, the men are like, look away, yeah. Look away, look away, look away. Because when two men look at each other, just again, that animalistic part of our brain kicks in. It's like, it's aggression. It's like gloves are off, fight's on, right? So what I learned about that is like, okay, so how do you take the female wiring and the male wiring, completely respect them both, but still everyone gets what they want. So when I need to talk to my husband, we go for a walk. We face forward, mm-hmm. right? So that I am still communicating with him and I can do like the side eyes and looking at him because that's where I get my feedback, but he doesn't get the aggression of the, you know, the eye contact. And how many times, like so many people will be like, that explains why when there's a problem, you go for a drive and you solve it. You go for a walk and you solve it. It's because it's, you know, especially if it's, you know, a woman and a man, because we're so different. This has helped me with my boys when, you know, my boys are in their teens and, you know, you got to start having these bigger conversations. Well, we go for a drive or they don't like to walk because then they get seen with me in public.
Oh, they're there.
Ew.
They're there.
Well, one of them's still fully entrenched there. The other one's kind of exiting. I'm mom kryptonite a little bit, although it's kind of coming around for the older kid. But I think it's really important to understand that we are wired differently. And there's nothing we can do about it. And there's also nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And I know a lot of women, especially, and this is my experience. So I will not say a lot of women, I will say this woman. When I was going through corporate Canada, my various jobs where I kept getting fired, fun fact, but I did not understand that, right? So I'm sure I came across as probably over aggressive to women and just strange to men because, you know, I wasn't really reading the room in any particular way. But when you understand the rules of the game, how we're wired and how to approach each other. So you combine all the stuff that you just shared with this sort of how we're wired thing.
Like you change the game of everything. You become an incredibly influential human being.
Hugely. And what is it like in your estimation, what does that influence get you?
Get to whatever you want.
Exactly.
You put your mind to it, you get whatever you want.
Yep.
And especially like females know how much power they have, right? And not all females do know how much power they have.
No, but we do have power. Everybody has power, but
has power just in different ways. Men have power, females have power. So it's like, how do you utilize those things for, not for manipulation purposes, but for persuasion purposes when it comes to elevating the, you know, the betterment of society in general and the world itself by doing this persuasive thing where somebody is getting something and you're getting something out of the deal. It's like, you can become incredibly influential by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the walking. And those are things that I wish I'd known as well, especially when I was in the gym world, surrounded by nothing but masculinity. And I absorbed some of that masculinity, I'm sad to say, and I've had to like rebalance myself out.
Sure.
But having, you know, three male coaches working for me full time and realizing that there were times where I was butting heads with them and I was trying to have that eye contact in a sit down meeting where I could have just walked out and gone on a walk with them and or whatever and had a totally different conversation. Especially people with like military backgrounds and things like that.
Sure.
They might not want to be facing, you know, right at you like that. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think, you know, to kind of wrap up kind of what we've been talking about, you know, for tonight, dressing for success is more than just a suit jacket. It's a mentality that we bring on. It's a persona that we embody if that's what we need to do. It's a memory that we're holding on to that means something to us. But it's also the neurological wiring of like, how does shit work? Like, how does I work? How does the world work? to be proud of yourself. Like, as I'm an intense person, and I've always been told that, you know, you're a bulldozer, you're crushing people, you're going too fast. And I never knew what to do with that because I didn't know how to not be me. Mm-hmm. Until I realized, okay, I'm going to be me, but I'm going to read the room a little bit more to say, okay, what is it that all these other people are coming at me with? I deserve to be at this table and I have value at this table. And I don't need to not be myself. Right. So how do I show up in that way? Right. Cause if you show up saying, okay, I'm going to not be myself, throws people off because they know what you're really like, but then you're not acting like you're really like, and then no one knows what to do with you. And I think everyone gets confused, including the person.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
So what would be your last parting advice for people if they wanted more confidence, more success, to feel like they were moving in a forward direction, despite their fears, you know, working on limiting beliefs and stuff like that? What is some of the advice you'd give to someone who's really trying to break through some of those barriers?
Change your self-talk.
How?
Heighten it to what you want to feel to claim that success, whatever you're trying to go after.
So like, define what you want to be like in terms of like how you want to act and how you want to be and da-da-da-da.
But make it like language. So make it like, okay, how would I, if I was going to say something to myself that would drive me to get that deal or that would help me in that moment of what would I need to tell myself?
Okay.
Like prepare that ahead of time.
Right.
So that when repeat you go, yes. So that when you go into it and you know that sometimes you back off or sometimes you doubt yourself or sometimes you're timid and you need to have that mindset around, okay, I show up because I deserve to be here and I deserve a spot at the table. Then what do you need to tell yourself in the moment when you're going to back down? Because it's right. going to happen. It happens yep. to all of us. So being prepared for that mm-hmm. and really having something solid to tell yourself, some type of mantra or whatever it is, so that when you do go in there, you are reminded that you are Superman, yeah. or you are reminded that you are the most confident individual in this room or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I love that. And then my last parting thought on exactly what you said about in that moment when you feel like you're going to back out, like, what do you tell yourself? And a lot of people that I've worked with have backed off because someone asked a question to which they don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. Or they don't even go and have the conversation because they're afraid of not having the answer. So you change that from I'm not going to know the answer to, but I'm going to go find out.
Right.
And if you have that, you don't have to know the answer. So pressure is off. You're a smart person though, too. Like, accept the fact that, wow, you know what? You're not supposed to know everything, but you are smart enough to go figure it out. You've got the contacts, you've got the know-how, and you're going to get back to people with the answer. For 99.9% of people in the world, that's perfectly fine. Exactly. And it has to be fine for you too. So Tricia, this has been awesome. I loved having you on. Oh my God. And so for those of you just joining, Tricia and I are both part of the Take Charge Challenge, which is a summit starting next week. You get 12 coaches, which typically would cost you about $6,000 to $10,000. And it's only for $47 to get in. You get the VIP ticket for just $100 more. And that includes all of the recordings, plus books and a whole bunch of other goodies from authored by the people who are going to be there. We're talking about people helping you manage your money, show up with confidence. People like Trish talking about her physiology and how that affects whether we get what we want out of life or we continue to play the small game. So let's get our big game pants on. Join us next week. I will put the link for the Take Charge Challenge in the comments below. You can, of course, reach Trisha at, where can we reach you, Trish?
You can find me on Facebook, Tricia Turns. You can go to my website, trishaturns.com. Just my name.
Cool. So you know what? I'm going to put her website in the comments as well, so you guys can get a hold of her. Do join up for the Take Charge Challenge. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's 3 days next week, September 29th, 30, 31st, just in the afternoon. I think it starts at 1 p.m. Eastern rolls through about 4 coaches per day. I'm trying to remind myself of how this is all working. Yeah. Anyway. All that to say, Tricia, thank you so much for tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. And now I'm going to go figure out how I'm going to show up differently for my next meeting.
Same here. I got to go get some kind of cool hat.
I love cool hats. Let's do cool hats. It's okay. Cool Hat Friday.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
Bring it on.
Bye. Bye.